Cornwell.
Come on down.
Come right on down.
What we've been waiting for all day.
Morning.
Morning.
First one's going to be, this use 2059, is that correct?
Correct. So this is a conditional use to allow for a beauty salon. The Planning Commission held a public hearing on September 22nd, 2016. They deferred action at that time. On November 17th, 2016, they discussed it under old business, and they did make a recommendation for approval of the application. That application was a motion that carried 3-0, with Mr. Hopkins not participating as he was not present for the public hearing. County Council held a public hearing back in October of 25th of this year, and recently, as of yesterday, we received an email from DLDOT granting approval to the entrance off of Rutz Lane. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions of council? Mr. Moore, if you want to read the short title? No.
Yes, thank you.
Steve, you have a question?
No, I think we should approve or disapprove, whatever.
And an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a beauty salon to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 24,205 square feet, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 5 with the conditions 6A through H.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Ouellette. Second. Second, Mrs. Deaver.
With the conditions, correct.
Grant
with
conditional conditions. Use 2059 right. For the reasons as stated for planning and zoning with the conditions. Right. Any questions?
Yes, sir. I could. Go. Now, this was in a, it's in part of an older subdivision, correct?
Correct.
And we had a previous conditional use granted there for window washing. Is that correct?
Correct.
And access was through the private road system to get to it, not coming right off of John Williams Highway, right?
Correct. The entrance shown on the original conditional use was off Rutz Lane, and the DLDOT approval letter that we received yesterday for that conditional use is off of Rutz Lane.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and my recollection, again, there were some neighbors concerned about using the private roads, which they maintained or something, and then they're having how was that resolved? Was it?
In this, from my recollection, there were no concerns
There wasn't any concerns. Okay. Yeah, it always concerns me when we put these commercial activities in a subdivision, you know, which is totally supposed to be residential. So anyway, but we did have a previous one there. So, all right. Anyway, yeah, that's it. That's it. That's my basic.
More questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yeah, I vote yes, in agreement with planning and zoning's reasons and with the conditions that planning and zoning stated.
Yes, I'll vote yes with the reasons. And partly because we have this previous conditional use there already. So the impact of the conditional use and the commercial activities has already been there, and weren't any complaints that I'm aware of. So I'll vote yes.
Mr. Ouellette?
Yes, I too will vote yes per planning and zoning's recommendation with the items outlined.
Mr. Wilson?
I'll vote yes on P&Z recommendations.
Also based on planning and zoning's reasons and conditions, I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
So the next application is a conditional use for number 2051 on behalf of Dale Thaxton. This was for use of his home as a computer repair business. Planning Commission held a public hearing on June 9th, and they deferred action on July 28th. They made a motion on this application. Staff noted the commission recommended denial of the application as the commission determined that it would fall under a home-based business and therefore did not need a conditional use. County Council did hold a public hearing on July 19th, and again, Planning Commission recommended denial because they believe it is a home-based business and can fall under that classification.
Mr. Moore, if you'd read the short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for a computer repair business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 0.236 acres, more or less.
Pleasure, Council.
We'll make the motion in the affirmative, correct, Mr. President? So I'll make a motion we adopt the ordinance. With
motion
the conditions.
Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver. to adopt conditional use number 2051. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
My vote is no in light of what the Planning and Zoning Commission decided. It's not necessary.
Mr. Cole?
Yeah, as I alluded to a minute ago about rezoning property or giving conditional use permits to properties within a subdivision, this is obviously within a major subdivision, and it's not on a major road. It's on one of the internal roads, and I don't think it's appropriate. The size is too small, and it's it may meet the requirements for home occupation. We're not guaranteeing that. I just think that the suggestion is to try to do a home occupation type of application as opposed to a conditional use. So my vote is no to support planning and zoning.
Mr. Arlett.
And just to reaffirm, a vote yes means you want to change. A vote no means that it's not necessary.
Correct.
It's a no.
Correct.
So just to reaffirm. So I will vote no also per the Planning and Zoning's recommendation. However, it appears that this person can continue to have their business in their home, and this is really just not necessary.
Right.
So therefore, I will vote no.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote no here also.
I also will, based on Planning and Zoning's recommendation, and it is a home-based business, I'm going to vote no. Motion denied.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did it become a home occupation, or is it just, or is it they're going to have to make an application for that? Correct.
It's not automatic.
He
was already operating the business
at
this time, so we will probably work with him to get an official letter, determine, and make sure he's complying with the home-based.
Right, he has to meet those requirements. There are requirements associated with a home occupation, right?
Yes.
So we have no idea yet, gentlemen and ladies, that he has the ability to do a home occupation. Right. Just made it sound like we were granting him a home occupation almost.
Probably shouldn't have been linked to the
correct.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Mr. Jennings, grant requests.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. The first grant for your consideration is the Greater Seaford Chamber of Commerce is requesting $500 for the Downtown Seaford Christmas Parade. Last grant received was $500 from Mr. Vincent.
I'd like to make that motion.
So moved.
Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $500 to the Greater Seaford Chamber of Commerce for Christmas Parade expenses out of my accounts bank account. Question on a motion. Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Charlotte?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Next.
Next one's the New Coverdale Outreach Mission is requesting $1,500 for their annual Christmas project that provides underprivileged families warm and clothes and food. Last grant received was $750, which was $500 from Mr. Wilson and $250 from Mr. Vincent.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson makes a motion to grant the same $750, being $500 his council bank account and $250 from my council bank account. Need a second for that.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Questions on a motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Charlotte?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. Next one is the Gumborough Community Association. They're requesting $2,500 for general operational costs for the community center. The center provides a meeting place for nonprofits such as Girl Scout troops, 4-H chapter, and Little League and travel ball teams. Last grant received was in 2013 from Mr. Phillips, which was $1,000.
And I am going to move I would contribute the, what is the number? Is it
2,500?
That's the number that I'd like to contribute. This is just kind of to reaffirm for the rest of the council. These were dollars that originally were coming down from the state that through their last minute, 3 o'clock in the morning efforts that this was surprisingly denied these dollars through the state's efforts. So in the end, this is a community center that many people from within the community go to. This is actual for real operating expenses, i.e. heat, to keep the building going. And they are evolving as a community and as a community center to learn how they can continue to perhaps get some fundraising efforts with their long-term plans, but this is a short-term need for them through this winter. So I would offer the $2,500 from the
motion. Mr. Arlett, second. Mr. Wilson, to grant $2,500 from Mr. Arlett's council bank account to Gumborough Community Association for Community Services. Question on a motion. Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next.
Okay, Delmarva Clergy United and Social Action Foundation is requesting $2,000 to help with the project that will help at least 500 children receive something such as outerwear and a small toy this holiday season. Last grant received was $500, which was $250 from Mr. Wilson and $250 from Ms. Deaver.
I think we should repeat. How about that, Mr. Wilson? Would you go along with that?
It's me.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $500, being $250 Mrs. Deaver's Council Mag account and $250 Mr. Wilson's Council Mag account.
Yes, sir.
To Delmarva Clergy United and Social Action Foundation for Needy Children. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will yield. Motion carried. Next.
Okay. Next one is Nanticoke Health Services requesting $250 for their annual holiday appeal that benefits the Drug Prescription Drug Fund and assists patients who cannot afford the prescription medications after they've been discharged from the hospital. Last grant received was $250 from Mr. Vincent.
We're going to make the same motion.
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett, to grant $250 Nanticoke Health Services for holiday prescription drug funding from my Council Mac account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Ms. Jennings. Proposed zoning ordinance introduction. Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The first one is in Ms. Deaver's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a special needs school, Sussex Consortium, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 25.0 acres, more or less.
Mr. Deaver introduces it.
And the next one is in Mr. Vincent's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, containing 0.71 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
And the last one is in Mr. Wilson's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MR medium density residential district to a MRRPC medium density residential district, residential plan community, for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 141.086 acres, more or less.
I introduce it.
Mr. Wills introduces.
That's all, Mr. President.
Council member comments. Council member comments.
I think our planning group has really done well, and they're working very hard. I'm very proud of what they've done with what they have to work with. So there's a lot of correction needs to be made.
Could you clarify that?
Doing a good job of it. I just want to make a note of that.
When you said with what they had to work with, what do you mean by that?
Well, you know, when I came here, when I came here, I wasn't really thrilled with the planning and zoning, how it works. So, you know, that's my opinion.
Thank you, ma'am.
It gets better every year. And especially with this, with our planning and zoning office.
Councilor comments. Anything else?
Just a couple things, Mr. President. If I may, I would just say that it is always fun this time of year with all the parades, as you know. I mean, I think the whole community, whole county seems to be in a very festive mood. And to include our employees, I want to, again, thank the staff and all of the people that were involved in our luncheon last week. I think it was a great success and a great feedback for me from the entire 500-plus employees that we've heard. And it's an honor to serve them. So I just want to wish everybody a happy holidays.
Thank you, sir. Any more council comments? Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. If you will allow me, under council person comments, to comment. The council received a letter in your offices this week from a Ms. Karen Kelly, and I should have mentioned this previously, but Ms. Kelly appeared, it's probably been more than a year ago, in front of council asking for help at their subdivision called Woods at Walls Creek, which is just outside of Georgetown. And this is one of those developments where the developer walked, the county took over, had bonds in place, and the county administered those bonds to fix the subdivision. Ms. Kelly has written a wonderful letter thanking the county and thanking our engineering department for all the help in bringing that development back into completion stage. There is a question about street signs. I've been told by our assistant county engineer, Mr. Wright, that we will have street signs installed. But I just wanted to publicly praise our engineering department and show that the constituents were served in this regard. Another public announcement, next week is our last council meeting of the year, and we do have one council person that is retiring. We will recognize her services at the conclusion of next week's meeting here in chambers. Of course, council will be involved, and staff and the public are invited to recognize Mrs. Deaver's services at the conclusion of next week's meeting.
I got a suggestion, Mr. President, if we could turn it into kind of a roast, you know, like they roast you see on TV and stuff, that would be really,
you know, you're
a good
on
way to part company with Miss
as nice as I've been. Oh my goodness!
Moving right along.
Okay, well, I guess that suggestion didn't go anywhere.
And then a motion to go to executive session for collective bargaining and land acquisition.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second,
Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I have a yes. We're now executive session downstairs.
Please.
Downstairs. It would have been.